Let's go to God's Word. Y'all need to set up and listen up. All right? Y'all ready or not? Got a great message today. Unusual message. When I think of the goodness of God, taste and see that the Lord is good, it wouldn't be something I would immediately think of. But I'm glad I did. Okay? And we have a message that we put together called Made to Be Like Him. Say that out loud with me. Made to be like Him. God is a good God. We are to taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man or woman who trusts in Him. That's the Word of God. Taste and see the Lord is good. God is not bad. When stuff happens bad in your life, either you did it or some other sinner did it. Okay? God didn't do it. God's a good God. God's the one that comes alongside our tail and helps us out of the mess. Y'all hear me or not? Say, He's a good God. Never get on that side of saying God's bad or complaining about God. Well, God, why God do this? He could have stopped the hurricane. He could do this. See, you could also live somewhere else. You understand? Say, come on. I mean, really, really. Come on. Thank God we live here. Thank God we have the opportunities we have in our country that we have. Amen. Say, even if it's a hurricane, we'll get over it. We'll get through it. He'll be with us. He'll help us. Amen. Say, God's good, period. Period. That's the series. But today's message, Made to Be Like Him. Mitchell Clark, are you back there running things? That is ridiculous. No, Roger is away today, and who knows, maybe even next week, but Roger's had surgery on his stomach on the inside. He had a situation, it was a dangerous situation, and he has had some surgery. I think the surgery went well, but he's in pain. He's home recovering, and can we just send out a real love to Roger watching us right now? We love you, buddy. We love you. Roger's been serving with me for 22 years, 22 years, helping me together. We present the gospel. Amen. He also helps me with my radio show. So he and me are all about getting the word out, whether it's radio. Years ago, I had a TV show, and he helped me do that as well. And so what a good friend he is, and what a good staff member he is. Roger's at home, so keep him in your prayers. But today, we've enlisted Mitchell, my son. How are you doing back there, Mitch? You doing good. He did it in the first service. That's the first time you ever did it, ain't it? Right? And you did pretty good. Mitchell said, well, I sort of think I understand how you do things. He's been around forever with me, so he knows how to click the thing, don't he? Here we go. Let's see how you do, buddy. Say that verse with me out loud, would you? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man or woman that what? That's a great verse. And I'm glad I live in a country where we celebrate Thanksgiving. Aren't you? And don't give credit to this current government that we have that created Thanksgiving. They didn't. No. Thanksgiving came from the pilgrims. And when they came to this country, there was like 102 of them or something like that. They came over. They came over for religious reasons. That's it. And religion to the pilgrims and to our founders was Christianity. It wasn't like it is today, everything, you know, crazy, all right? No, they came because of Christ. And that's a fact. It's not some preacher just, you know, whatever. No, that's why they came. They tried. They wanted to be able to raise their children in the truths of Christ and His Word. And they were doing that in England, but they felt pressure, and especially from the world. And they wanted their kids to be able to be taught properly and to grow up the way they wanted to grow them up as parents, okay? That's what they wanted. So then they went over to Holland. They said, all right, well, let's try it over here in Holland. So some of them went that way, and it wasn't no better there. So they came back to England. This is the pilgrims. And then they said, well, let's set out for a whole new world, a whole new land. And they came to a place called America. Isn't that crazy? The pilgrims. And they landed in that first year. Over half of them either died on the trip over or for the first year they were here. And William Bradford was elected their governor. He was their leader. He was elected their governor. And before there was a new United States and all that. And he proclaimed the last Thursday of the month, he proclaimed it a day of giving thanks to the Lord. Amen. So, and it came from this, and you can go back and read the Mayflower Compact. That's our first official document, I think, we had as a country. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Christ. Much of it is. Amen. It's incredible. That's our foundation. You hear me or not? But this is our foundation. Thanksgiving's our foundation. Being a thankful person is really thinking that God is good and believing God is good is foundational for the Christian life. And so today, and in the next week or two, I'm just examining this. I just want us to taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen? And so I got another one coming your way. But let's just review just a bit last week. Here we go. I'm made to be like Him is our message coming up in just a bit. But let's review a little bit, buddy. Let's see what we can find. I want you to ask yourself, deep down inside of your heart, do you believe God is good? Deep down inside of your heart, do you believe that God is good? Do you know that God is a good God? That God's a good God. You're not picking on me. You're not against me. You are for me. You love me. I matter to you. I'm valuable to you. You care about me. Guys, a lot of people don't know that. They come to church. They can say God is good. They can sing the little choruses. But really deep down in their heart, they don't know that. And that's what I want to help you with. That's what I want you to understand, because I was that guy. I was that guy. I was that preacher that really didn't know how much God loved him. I didn't know I mattered to him like I do. I didn't know I was valuable to God. I would never even say such a thing. 15 years ago, if you'd have heard my messages, you'd have never heard me say that. Gary's valuable. It sounds self-righteous. It sounds arrogant. It's not arrogant to tell God the truth that He's telling me. He loves a snot out of me. Do you hear me? Yes or no? Say, if you don't like me, you need to get on the bus with God, because He loves a snot out of me. Amen. Say, I'm telling you. And He loves a snot out of you. All right. And He loves you in spite of your sin. He loves me in spite of my sin. Matter of fact, because of our sin, that's why He came. And while we were yet sinners, Christ did what? He died for us. So God's a good God. So what does that mean? I really worked hard on getting this into your head last week. The word good is not a simple word. God is good. God is good. What does that mean? Okay? Well, here's what it means. It means God is right. It means He's virtuous, He's correct, He's straight, and He's just. You understand? Say, deep down in your heart, do you know this? God is proper. He's fitting. He fits in that empty space in my life. Only He can fill it. He's specific. And I'm specific to Him. He loves me individually. God is kind. That means He's compassionate. He's gracious. He's giving. Are you seeing how good God is a little bit? Are y'all alive? Y'all okay? God is beneficial. What does that mean? He's useful in my life. I am advantaged because Jesus is in my life. Jesus Christ is a blessing to me. You hear me or not? Say, He is good. God, I have tasted, and I've seen that the Lord is good. God is purposeful in my life. He is valuable to me. He's an intentional God with me. He loves me, has a plan and a purpose for my life and your life. God is meaningful. He's expressive to me. He wants me to know that I'm loved. And He is worthy. God is worthy. Are you seeing how good He is or not? Y'all feeling it or what? Hope you are. Are y'all okay, though? Y'all seem quiet. Or are y'all just listening? Well, thank you. Thank you. Then be quiet. Say that with me. I have tasted and I have seen. Say it with me. God is a good God. Live your life like that. What happens when your loved one dies? You hurt. It is hurtful. It's horrible. But God's a good God. He ain't left me. He's closer to me, actually. He comes along closer then. It's like when you're hurting and somebody put an arm around and hug on you. That's how God is. He's loving on you. Absolutely. Hey, when somebody leaves you, somebody that you love in a marriage and they walk out on you, they choose somebody other than you. God, you didn't do that. your heart breaks as my heart breaks. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? God is a good God. Don't play the game, the devil's lie, that somehow God's picking on you. How many have ever said that? God, you're picking on me. How about this one? I can't believe God let that happen. I can't believe God let that happen in my life. Shut up. God's a good God. Amen. Taste and see. That means every situation you go through. Okay? If you want to look at your situation real close with a magnifying glass, go ahead. But don't forget to taste and see in this bad situation even. God is good. Amen? And He can work all things together for good. Who had some really bad crap in your life? And believe it or not, God has worked it out for your good. Can I see some hands? Amen. Amen. God, see, it works, guys. Because God's a good God. Let's keep going. So I'm blessed because I trust in Him. That's what the Bible says. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man or the woman that trusts in Him. Gary Clark is blessed because I trust in the Lord. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. I'm far from perfect. But I am blessed that He has given me the perspective to not blame Him. Guys, I'm not good at a lot of stuff, but I'm pretty good at this one. I don't blame God for my problems. Say that out loud. I don't blame God for my problems. Okay? You want to be a whiner? Blame God for your problems. God is my problem solver. He's a solution to my problems. Got it? Don't buy that. So I'm not good at a lot of stuff, but this is one I don't do. I'm not going to sit around wringing my hands and saying, God, how You've let this happen in my life. You've screwed up my life. Anytime my life's been screwed up, I did it. Or somebody I put trust in did it and took me down with them. You know what I mean? But God is a good God. Am I getting on your nerves? I hope I am. One of my favorite verses, the band just sang it. Sing it out, say it out loud with me. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. Is that a great Bible verse? Oh, man, I love that verse. Amen. So, we're just reviewing, but we're almost to where we're headed. Mitch, how you doing? He's almost seamless up there, isn't he? Wow. Don't mess it up. So today, I just want to take us in another total different direction now. So God, You're good. And we've examined what that word means. And it means a lot more than we thought. And You've been good in all of our situations. But, I want to take us a different place. I never even thought I would go. God is good because He made me to be like Him. Say that out loud. God is good because He made me to be like Him. One more time. I don't think we think about it. One more time. God is good because He made me to be like Him. Now, what does that mean? He didn't make you a dog. You could have been a dog. How many have felt like a dog? You ain't. He could have made you a sea urchin. They're cute, aren't they? Little starfish. I don't think there are either. He could have made you a tree. You could be a tree. Look at me, I'm a tree. Could have made you a star. Oh, you could shine. There you are. Look at you. Guys, God is good because He made you to be like Him. You can't get no better than that. God is the biggest, the best, perfect, holy, righteous, powerful. He's omnipresent. He's omniscient. He's omnipotent. So He's all powerful. He's all knowing. He can be anywhere at any time. Are you kidding me? God, You made me to be like You? Is that in the Bible? How many know that's in the Bible? Let's check it out. I just want to see what the Bible says. God said, Genesis 1, let us make man. Say that with me. In what? What's that word? Our. That's the first time in the Bible you'll see reference to, wait a minute, God is pretty big. God's not just in my image. He said, whose image? it gives us an idea that, wait a minute, there's a Trinity. God is a Father, and there's God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and our heads will explode. This is how big God is. God is having a conversation with Himself. That's crazy, ain't it? Talking. The Bible says that Jesus is right now at the right hand of God the who? Where He makes what for us? Intercession for us. So they talk, okay? God talks. And so here He is. Let us make man in our image. Say it with me. After what? Our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. We are made in the image of God. Is that a good thing or what? Are you kidding me? You made me like you. So God created man, say it with me, in His own image. In the image of God created He him. So, God, I've tasted, I'm understanding better. I'm made in Your image. Can you see why Satan has gone with such bull and saying that we didn't come from God did not create us? We're from a big bang. It's ridiculous. It's anti-Bible. Got it? Say. You didn't come. Go home and try to blow up your kitchen, okay? Blow it up. And see if there's a buffet afterwards, okay? It's ridiculous. It's all a big lie. It's all a big lie so that you won't think God is good. See, God isn't good because you don't matter. You're random. You're not random. You're the most special thing He ever made. You! If you ever get a hold of that, game over with the devil. You hear me? That's why Jesus came. Not because you blew up and there you were, blew up and now you became something. So I'll come and save you something that won't dare. Came from a blow up. No, He came because He made you. And He made you in His image. And He's connected to you and He loves you. And that's why Jesus came and died on a cross. That's why He rose from the dead. We're made in the image of God. We're not God. We're not God. God's God. We're not. But we're made in the image of God. We can't save ourselves. God made us. He created us. He had to be the one that would save us. That's hard to maybe wrap your head around, but you can't save yourself. You're not God, but you are made in the image of God. Is your head getting a little spooky with me? Let's keep going. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. You might ask me, Gary, do you believe that? I believe every word of that. I totally deny any other science that says we got here another way. And if that bothers you, then you need to be bothered. Okay? My faith is in His Word. But I've lived long enough now to see His Word come true. Not you. Every single person has their own DNA. Isn't that ridiculous? Yes or no? How could that happen? It's because you have an amazing, wonderful Creator who made you a unique, special individual. And He loves you. You hear me? Even you have your own retina, I understand. Your own retina, unique just to you. You're created in the image and in the likeness of God. So we're going somewhere. And the train's moving now. So God created man as a what? And we're talking women as well. Mankind, humankind. So God created man as a picture of Himself. To be what? Like Him or to be similar to Him. Do we ever thank Him for that? Thank You, Lord, for creating me to be like You. You're a good God. Wow. You created me higher than any other part of creation. You made me like You. That's something we ought to give thanks for. But I want to examine that. I've thought about it. Does that ever make me incredibly valuable? If I'm made in the image of God, and I am. And honestly, guys, when you look at me or I look at you, that's probably the closest thing to God we ever see. I saw the sunset. I saw God in the sunset. You'd have a better chance of seeing God in your wife. Am I crazy? I love the sunsets. I love the stars. I see God's bigness and I see all that. But guys, I was made in His image. Kim was made in His image. Humankind is what God cares about. Did you hear me? God's all about people. We're to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and mind. And we're to love our who? Our neighbor or people as who? Ourselves. See, God's all about people. For God so loved the what? But that world means still what? People. It doesn't mean world. He so loved the world, the trees, the little plants, the little animals. That's why he can't. No, he died for people. He died for people because he made us to be like him. He made us to be like him. He made Adam to be like him. And Eve. And they sinned. And so sin has passed upon all of us, and we've all sinned. But that doesn't change the fact that God made us to be like what? Him. And because of Jesus Christ and because of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the one that comes alongside of us and helps us, that is the journey we're on now. We're on this journey to be like Jesus. Y'all hear me or not? Say. So I just want to keep looking at this. So man will be a picture of me. And he will be like me, God says in his word. I believe that. Jesus said this, you're the light of the world. This is what he said to his crazy disciples. You're the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill can't be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. He gives light to all that are in the house. Say that verse with me, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and what? Glorify your Father which is in heaven, because when they see you, they're going to get a glimpse of me. When they see you, they're going to get a glimpse of me. Let your light shine and the good that you do. I created you to be like me. It's going to glorify me. That's why it's so important how we treat people. Yes or no? You with me so far? Not much longer. How many feel like you've been here for like 8 hours? Shut up. Put your hand down. Here we go. Made to be like him. So, the question then is this. He made me to be like him. So what is he like? If I'm to be like him. He made me to be like him. I've been creating his image. I've been creating his likeness. I'm the closest thing to him you'll ever see. People, us. Wow. Then what is he like? Well, let's examine it. My God is what? It's number one. My God is what? Say it again. My God is what? I am made to be like him. He made me to love. He made me to love. Whether you know it or not. Lately, I've been working real hard. I've been doing construction work. Man, I about knocked my finger off the other day, my thumb. Wow, couldn't hardly get it stopped to bleed, and it still hurts even as I'm preaching. How many feel like I'm whining right now? Yes, sir. Yeah, so anyway, so one thing I do when I do construction work and I work hard like I've been doing lately, I think I can eat anything. How many are like me? When you work hard, you think you can eat anything. Well, so now I've been doing that for about 6 weeks. It's starting to show. So one thing I've been doing lately, because I've been doing all this construction work with the flood, I get up every morning and I've been going lately to Dunkin' Donuts. Because I can. Because I'm working hard, so that means I can intake a lot of donuts and I'll be just fine. Okay, that's a lie. All right. So I was there this morning early, about 6 o'clock, 6:30. I'm sitting at Dunkin' Donuts, having my coffee. Oh, I love this. And a sour cream donut. They're my favorites. I love them suckers. I'd like to have one right now, to be honest with you. But anyway, so I'm sitting there having my donut, and a young father comes in with his 3-year-old son. And daddy's got his hat on, ball cap. I'm sitting in the corner, and the little joker has his little black hat on backwards with the Nike swish. And he runs up to that glass case. And he's looking at those donuts, and his daddy says, you know, which one do you want? And the boy, he just keeps changing his mind. He got about three or four different ones. And he grabbed his daddy's hand, and he got his apple juice. And I'm just sitting there. I didn't know him. But the young man comes with his boy, and he walks over towards me and says, hey, Pastor Clark. He said, I used to come and listen to you when I was a boy at the high school. And I chatted with him a bit. But that wasn't what got me. What got me is how that little boy loved his daddy. I could just see it. That little boy was made to do that. He was made for that. He was made for that. He was made to look up to his daddy. And I saw how that daddy loved his little boy. That's who God made us to be. Y'all hear me or not? Say, He didn't make us to hate. He didn't make us to hate our kids. That's crazy. Or to hate the person we're married to. That's ridiculous. Or to hate our sisters or our brothers or not talk to them. It's insane. It goes totally against who God is. You hear me or not? God is love. He made me to be like Him. He wants me to love people. It's who we are. You might say, where's that in the Bible? Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God. And knoweth God. He that loves not knows not God. For God is what? Do y'all got that down in you? Yes or no? I've been made to be like Him. Gary, you talk about that love, love, love. Do you know other pastors occasionally criticize me because I major on love so much? They're morons. And if you're watching, spell my name right, okay? I want to always err on the side of love. Do I do it all the time? No, I don't do it all the time. That's when I'm wrong. God made me to love. You hear me or not? As the Father has loved me, Jesus says, so I've what? What's that last part? Continue in my love. Amen. So God is love. So God, You made me to be like You? Yeah, I did. So the question is, are you what? Are you loving? I got another one. Do you love people? Keep looking. You were made to. I don't like people. No, that's what your other father, the devil's telling you. You understand? Are we to love people, yes or no? Doesn't mean we got to agree with everybody. No, don't. It's ridiculous. So many people believe such screwy things. But we're to be loving. That's who we're to be. Secondly, who is God? I've been made to be like Him, so my God is also what? Relational. What do you mean, relational? He wants to relate. God loves relationships. He wants relationships. That's what He wants. I've been made to be like Him. I'm to want relationships. I'm to want friendships. Like you, sweet lady, you came to me and said, one of the reasons you don't leave Florida was because of this church. Is that what you said? And us. And I said to her, you're the kind of person we want right here. She's sweet. She's kind. You have to put up with him, which ain't too hard. He's a great guy. No, but the way that you love, but also the way that you're kind and you're outgoing and you want to be relational. And you were relational with me right back there this morning. And I was relational back with you. It's not like you just say something to me and I'm like a knot on a log. You say something to me and I'm like, no, you deserve a response, right? Relationships. The Lord called unto Adam, 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 after he had sinned. Where are you, Adam? Did God know where Adam was? Sure He did. But He wanted a relationship with him. He said, Adam said, I heard your voice in the garden. I was afraid because he had sinned and I was naked and I hid myself. But God is relational. He wants to have that relationship. And the Lord God said, it's not good that a man should be alone. I'll make him a helpmeet. So God knew that Adam needed a helpmeet. That's why he made Eve. We need people. Say it out loud. We need who? One more time. We need who? You might say, I don't need people. I'm fine. Don't like people. Don't want to be with people. That's not what you were made for. You understand that? Yes or no? Now, that might be who you are. That's not God's will for your life. God's will for your life is you to be you, but He wants you to love and He wants you to have people in your life. You hear me? I don't care what you say. It's the truth. God's a relational God. He made me to be like Him. Henceforth, I call you not servants, Jesus said. Here's His followers. He said, I call you not servants, for the servant doesn't know what his Lord does. Say that with me. But I've called you what? Friends. He didn't have to say that. But that's who God is. God wants to be your friend. But I've been made to be like Him, so He's made me to want to have friends. You hear me or not? Say, am I driving you crazy? For all things that I've heard of my Father, I've made known unto you. So He says, look, this idea of being friendly and caring for people and having friendships, this is straight from my Father, Jesus speaking. A man that has friends must show himself what? God made me to be friendly. Say that out loud. God made me to be. One more time. God made me to be. Y'all hear me or not? I don't know about that. I don't know. Hush. God made you to be friendly. You go somewhere and you're not nice. You're not nice to people. That's not God. That's your father, the devil. Got it? God didn't make you like that. There is a friend that sits closer than a brother, too, by the way. Fantastic. Keep going, buddy. Appreciate you. So are you relational? Let's look at another one real quick. Do you care for people? Do you care for other people? We'll go faster now. My God is also what? So He made me to be like Him. So He's loving. I'm to be loving. He's relational. I am to be relational. He's respectable. So guess what that means? I am then to be what? Respectable. What's the Bible say? Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Your name in all the earth, who has set Thy glory above the heavens. Let's keep looking. After this manner, pray ye. Say it with me. Our Father which art in heaven, say it with me. Hallowed be Your what? Name. Your respectable name. God made me in His image and His likeness. He's respectable. I'm to be respectable. When I consider Thy heavens, the work of Your fingers, the moon, the stars which You've ordained, what is man that You're mindful of him, and the Son of Man that You visit him? For You've made him a little lower than the angels, and You've crowned him with glory and honor. We've been made in His image. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. Say verse 7 with me. The memory of the just is what? Blessed, respected. But the name of the wicked shall what? Rot. God did not make Gary to have a name that is rotten. He made me to be a person that people can respect. Do you hear me or not? I think the young man came to my table this morning. Because there was a certain amount of respect that he had for me. I'm not better than you. But I don't need to be respectful because I'm the pastor of the Fellowship Church. So you're off the hook, see, because you ain't. No, you're just like me. I'm to be respectable. And to have a good name. Because I'm made in the image of God. And He's my Savior, my Lord. Do we hear that today? See, God is good, man. God is good. You mean, God, You're so good, You made me to love? Yeah, Gary. And You're so good, You made me to have relationships with people? Yeah, son.
And you're so good, Lord, because you made me like you so that I could have a good name. Not to be proud and arrogant, but that I could show light and shine glory to my Father. Amen? This is good stuff. I like it. Say verse 22:1 from Proverbs with me, please, out loud. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches and loving favor rather than silver or gold. Why? Because I've been created like Him. Nothing is better than being created by Almighty God in His image and His likeness. So are you respectable? Do you choose to have a good name? Okay? This is some deep stuff, isn't it? Let's go a little further. My God is what? God made me in His image and His likeness. He did not make me to be a whiner. He didn't make me to be weak. Doesn't mean that I haven't lost some of my strength. I have. I'm not as strong as I used to be physically. But we can still be strong. You hear me? Our country today is weak. You hear me? People are staying at home working. Who is this? I think a lot's going to change with the new administration coming. I think a lot of people are going to go back to work. I do. That's my opinion. I think a lot of people are going to get out of their house, out of their basement, wherever they are. There's federal buildings that are empty now. They're empty. There's like 5% of the federal buildings, some of them full of workers because they're at home on the computer somewhere. Am I really driving you up the wall now? Yeah. You know the Bible says if a man don't work, he shouldn't eat? I'm not saying people aren't working, but I'm not a big fan of this new work thing. I like people. I like people engaging. I don't want to look over a computer to talk to somebody. I like seeing people. How many else are like that? You like people in your life? Say, I like that. I don't care if you don't. I do. I want to be strong. Okay? Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. I want to be a strong person. Have not I commanded you? He told Joshua this. He said, say it with me. Be what? And of a good what? Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. You need to be strong. I'm not saying stupid, but you need to be strong. Not every weather. You don't need to be glued to the weather channel all the time. Oh my God, the hurricane. You're driving yourself crazy. And you're getting weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. And you're believing that surge. You live 15 miles inland. But you believe that surge is going to get you. But if you look at the fine print, it says somewhere in the area. And that usually means right on the beach. Sorry. Or just a little bit in. We don't need to lose our minds. We can still be what? Strong. I done lost all of you now. You're all quitting on me. I don't care. A wise man is what? Strong. Strong. A man of knowledge increases what? Strength. My God made me to be strong. Say that if you want to say it. My God made me to be. Maybe three more after this one. Let's do it again. My God made me to be strong. Because I was made in His image. I was made in His likeness. And He did not make me to whine. Do I whine? Sure I do. Then I'm like my father the devil. Okay? Who ain't my daddy anymore, by the way. But because of sin, I struggle some. But I want to be strong like my Father God. Amen? Watch you. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. The idea is quit acting like weaklings. And be what? I don't know. I don't know how to judge you today. If you're strong or not. No, I think it's a good word though for us. Yes or no, amen. God is so good because He made us in His image and His likeness. He's so good because He made us to love. He made us to be relational. He made us to whatever that other one was. Respectable, yeah. And He made us to be what? Strong. We then that are strong ought to bear the what? We better have some strong people because there's a lot of weak people out there that need help. Amen. And they really do need help. That's why we need strong in this world and not to please ourselves. We need to be strong. In the morning, sow your seed. In the evening, withhold not your hand. See, the Bible talks about getting up and working. Did you hear me or not say? Bible talks about getting up and working. If you're not used to that, you're not used to what the Bible teaches and what our country was built on. This country was built on strong people getting up and doing something. Amen. Come on, I'm going to keep talking like that. So are you strong? Do you know the Lord is with you? That you can make it through anything. You can make it through anything. Last one, my God, what? Sacrifice is almost the last one. Quickly, son, I appreciate it. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. He sacrificed Himself for us. That is who God is. I am supposed to sacrifice myself for other people. Do you believe that? I was made in His image and His likeness. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all. How shall He not also freely give us all things? Say this one out loud with me. Greater love has no man than this. That a man do what? Lay down his life for his who? We're to be sacrificial people, not takers. Taker, 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 taker. That's not God. God gives. He sacrifices. God's a good God. Look. Look how what we can be when we look at who He is. This is incredible to me. Do you give yourself for others? And then here's the last one, son. I appreciate it. Here it is right here. Say that one out loud. My God, what? Now, you've been created in the image of God. And I stand by every one of these things on this screen today. Let's look at them one more time. So my God loves. So that means I'm supposed to what? My God is relational. He cares for people. He has relationships with people. So that means I'm supposed to do what? Have relationships with people. God has a good name. He made me in His image and His likeness. He saved me. I'm also to be respectable. What was the next one? God's sacrifice. Excuse me, He what? Oh, yeah! I like it. It's my favorite. I like that one. No, God is strong. He made me to be strong. How many in life you've had to really bear up and be strong through some hard time in your life? Can I see some hands? I mean, it was hard, man. It was hard. How many didn't think you could do it? How many did it? Now, you did it. You did it. You did it. See, God made you like that. He did. And then God wants us to sacrifice because He sacrificed. And the last one is big. God forgives. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, I'll forgive you. They'll be like wool. He'll turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities. And Thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Aren't you glad God forgives? But you've been made to forgive. How many in this room, you forgave something and you thought there was no way you could do that? Look at these hands. You're a bunch of crazy people. My hand's with you. Did you know God made you in His image and His likeness? He wants you to forgive. He wants you to forgive. You can forgive. No, don't forgive. Don't forget. No, that's your father, the devil. Don't listen to him. Forgive, man. If we confess our sins, God's what? Faithful and just to do what? To bear our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So my God forgives. But wait a minute. You've been made in the image of God. Look at this verse. But if you do not forgive, say it with me, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you your trespass. That's a crazy verse, ain't it, Pastor? I don't know what all that verse means, but I think it might mean this, and I'm done. I know you're glad. It might mean this. I made you. I made you, God says. And don't be pulling this crap with me. I made you. So I know you. And you have the capacity to forgive. Because I made you like me.
And if I can forgive all your crap, you can forgive somebody else's. Y'all hear me or not? Now, this has been a series, Taste and See what the Lord is, that the Lord is good. I think we did a little today. And I know I wore some of you out. I can tell by your face. But wow, what a good God we have. He made me in His image and His likeness. That don't mean that I just look like God. Look at me, I look like God. No. He made me with such incredible capacity to love, to forgive, to sacrifice. All those things that we said today. Let's thank the Lord for His Word. Amen. Come on, we're done. I got to quit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Boom.